Item number 8, please.
Item number 8 is from the Director of the Department of Parks, Recreation, and Culture requesting authorization to prepare and execute the necessary contractual agreements in 2012 with various arts groups through the Milwaukee County Artistic, Cultural, and Musical Programming Advisory Council.
And I believe we have an amendment.
Yes, sir. It's coming around right now.
Okay, the amendment is coming around.
Thanks.
Supervisor Demetriou.
Well, Mr. Chairman, did you want the committee clerk to read it, perhaps? Then I can speak on it.
She already did. read the,
no,
the amendment itself. Yes,
yep.
Please.
The amendment is by Supervisor Dmitrievich, and it reads as follows. At the following, be it further resolved, clause following line 98. Be it further resolved, amend the 2012 funding recommendations for CAMPAC's matching grant program by adding Boulevard Ensemble to the list of expenditures, with the grant amount to be determined by the CAMPAC administrator using the same formula used for other organizations in this category, and by reallocating the funding for the other grant recipients accordingly. Boulevard Ensemble is eligible for this grant except that its application was not properly signed and they have received this grant in prior years.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Do I have the floor now?
Okay. Yes.
Thanks. Thank you. Well, I'd like to move approval, and I did try my best to contact the majority of the members I could on the committee, either via in-person phone or email, to let you know about the situation. This is Boulevard Theater's 26th year, providing wonderful, affordable theater, not only to our great neighborhood of Bayview, but the whole Milwaukee County, because, of course, with CAMPAC funding, everyone wins. So there was a small error in their application. They've been funded for years. I think it was 8 years. I can't remember how many. Okay. Oh, I'm pretty good at remembering that. 8 years, they made a small mistake in a signature. And what this amendment seeks to do, and I think it's great because it doesn't take funding away from anybody who's been in receipt of it through the CAMPAC process, it just reallocates the formula. And I believe we're talking about $3,000 or so, just so everybody can put it in perspective. And this committee, Mr. Chairman, is full of supporters of CAMPAC, because as you know, CAMPAC was on the chopping blocks this year, and it was this county board that once again came up and defended and put money so that we could have proper funding for our arts throughout the community. So I know that we have the support here, and that's why I move approval.
Thank you very much, Ms. Cannon.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, first of all, I do want to thank you for the leadership of this committee and Chairman Broderick in terms of reinstalling the funding for CAMPAC, which is a county board initiative, and obviously you led the charge on that, so we appreciate that. the role of CAMPAC is really to be advisory to the county board. One of the things that we've done with the approval of this committee and the county board in the past has been to ensure that there's a transparent process to selecting organizations, that it's equitable and fair and consistent, and that it also includes and incorporates best practices and good governance for nonprofit organizations. And Supervisor Dmitrievich and I talked about this, and I certainly appreciate her concern about this and her advocacy for a well-respected organization within her district. But I do want to say that the reason that we have the requirement, and we've had it for at least 6 or 7 years, that applicants sign with two signatures, one being an officer of the board of directors and secondly being the executive director of the organization, is a best practice in good governance, which ensures that you have both the board and the staff in sync over the responsibilities they accept by submitting the application. And it very clearly states at the signature block that both signatures are required. We did last year, I believe, include, because we had organizations with this hard economy starting to go under, that if an organization felt that it was not going to be able to complete the obligations in terms of performances or funding, or, you know, in worst case scenario, might even go into bankruptcy, that they needed to notify the CAMPAC administrator immediately with the possibility that some or all of those county funds would be returned and reallocated. So it makes it even more important that both signatories are there, again, as a good governance practice. So on the face of it, it might seem like, well, this is just a simple thing. They made a mistake. They didn't have both signatures. But the reason for those signatures from both entities, that's the underlying principle of that. Over the last, I'd say, 6 or 7 years, we've maybe not recommended perhaps 7 or 8 organizations for various eligibility issues. So we've been consistent, we've been transparent in terms of, you know, what we're doing. We have 2 other organizations that we did not recommend this year as well for various other eligibility issues. So I just wanted to give that background in terms of the thinking of this. And we did have a representative of the Boulevard Theater present at the CAMPAC meeting to explain their position and what happened, so that we heard their side of the story as well.
Any questions of the standing by committee members? Supervisor Jersey?
I do think it's a very wise idea to have 2 people signing off. Is there a statement they sign off on, for example, that they have accepted fiduciary responsibility? If you could give us a...
Yes, I actually have a copy of the signature area. May I present that to the... In addition, we also, in the last couple of years, provided a checklist as a part of the application process so that the organizations know, okay, these are the things that you need to have. And that checklist also calls out the need for both signatures. I might also add, if the committee, and it's certainly your prerogative and is the prerogative of the county board, which we understand and respect, if it's your prerogative and your determination to approve the amendment, then I think we need to also have some understanding. Is this something, then, do we waive this in the future? Is it, you know, because there's other eligibility requirements, such as you have to have the application in on time. So if somebody came in 15 minutes late, 10 hours late, 2 days late, you know, are we accepting that?
Further question?
I think those are all fair questions, and I don't know the details of the Boulevard ensemble. I mean, perhaps just by indicating that the Boulevard ensemble, the amendment, be included should they meet the requirements in terms of signing off, because it does say it's a certification. We certify that the information contained in this application, including budgets and amendments, is true and correct to the best of our knowledge. I mean, I can give you a very good example, rather on point, actually, in which Scott Walker signed off on the Heritage Guard. Cudsworth Post was holding the monies raised through the use of the zoo, a county property. And based on just that one signature, with no fiduciary obligation of the person it was transferred to, money, of course, is now being questioned in terms of its use, et cetera. So these are important requirements, and I would perhaps just ask the sponsor of the amendment if we could just add the words Boulevard Ensemble, should they complete the certification required. I would have no problem supporting the Boulevard Ensemble. It's just, there is a reason for having that sign-off.
Yeah.
And I would hate to have us get in fiduciary problems by not requiring
perhaps
that.
Perhaps we can broaden the scope a bit, Supervisor. We have two cards. I've got one asking to address the issue of Mr. Mark Booker. Perhaps he could come forward. I believe he's with the Boulevard Theater. And
yes.
Thank you.
Thank you for letting me speak. I certainly appreciate it. I know that most of the thrust of the meeting today has been about power, and I ask you to consider restoring our power. I want to shed some light as the founder and the artistic director of the Boulevard Ensemble for over a quarter of a century that we crossed all our T's and dotted all our I's in all good governance and best practices, and that there were emails that transferred between because a question had occurred. We gained permission from a representative of CAMPEC that the signature change was allowable, and we have copies of that email which I had forwarded onto. So we had, in all good faith, practiced that good governance and those best practices. I think it's an unfortunate miscommunication or a mistake. I understand that that happens, and I certainly have appreciated the fact that CAMPEC has been such a wonderful supporter of so many different arts groups. But this is a miscommunication and an administrative gaffe. We gained permission prior to submission of the grant about that issue from a representative of CAMPEC via email, and the grant was submitted on time. It wasn't until many months later, immediately before the final CAMPEC meeting, that we were contacted by phone to be informed that there was some error or mistake. I think that this was a gaffe on or a miscommunication, and I can appreciate that. The Boulevard needs that power restored because we are an economic stimulator and a catalyst for economic and cultural development in the Boulevard area of Bayview and KK and the greater Milwaukee area. I can't thank you enough for the opportunity to speak on this. I'm sorry that sometimes there are miscommunications or gaffes, but I don't think that we should have to pay the penalty for a miscommunication or a misrepresentation of an idea or communication, and we do have that in email.
Thank you. Supervisor DeVito?
Yes, that's exactly what this is. There was a miscommunication. They were notified after their proposal was in, so it was tough to go back and fix that, what I consider to be, just like he said, a miscommunication. And obviously Boulevard Theater is well aware of the process as they've been funded just about every year in a row, as I mentioned earlier. I'm not interested in rewriting the process. Like I said earlier, I'm a supporter of the process. I'm a supporter of CAMPEC. So I think it's just a minor mistake that can be easily taken care of. Like I said, I'm not trying to rewrite the process. And I think it is a miscommunication. So I just want to be clear about that. Oh, and I would take the friendly. Is that still the friendly
well,
amendment?
Yeah, I'm confused. I mean, did they have two signatures? And it was just a. I'm not sure what the error is. Please help us out here.
Ms. Kent?
Boulevard did send an email timely requesting that instead of the board treasurer signing, which is the most typical approach, but the board treasurer was going to be out of town. Could they substitute the board president as the signatory? We got back to them right away, I think the same day, and said, yes, that would be acceptable. That's not a problem. So that is the series of emails. The only request was to substitute the board president for the treasurer's signature. There was no request made to leave the executive director's blank. Had that request been made to us, we would have informed them, no, that was not possible. Their application was timely submitted, came in on Friday, actually was due on Monday, but there is no way during that period of time that Rick Clark, who is our administrator, can review all the applications, because in that, you know, 4 or 5 day time period, he's receiving questions on all the applications from various applicants. We have 38 applications coming in. That's not the point where we start to review everything, because then that's a recipe for disaster.
Supervisor.
So if I'm understanding this, they were given permission to substitute the president for the treasurer.
Correct.
But then you received the application without the director signing?
Correct.
So they still only had one signature?
Correct.
Okay, so I would still suggest that the change to the amendment, and I would like to perhaps, you know, just suggest that we add the words a matching grant program by adding Boulevard Ensemble should they comply with the certification to the list of expenditures, that we require them to do that. Because I think for fiduciary purposes, that's an important requirement.
So we're requiring them to sign?
Yeah. Should they comply with the certification? In other words, the two signatures are required.
Okay. Well, Mr. Chairman, yeah, I'll take
friendly amendment. Given the potential for miscommunication here, just for purposes of clarity, that would enable them to sign now well after the deadline, and it would... What was you raised here of the trunk, the motion that you raised yesterday? It's the same.
A non-pro-tunk, yes, a non-pro-tunk motion. Now for then, we're going to assume that it's been corrected, so we can do it now as if it had been done correctly, a non-pro-tunk amendment.
With that understanding, does our clerk have that?
I just need clarification to make sure that it goes in the right place.
Supervisor Dugan.
After the word ensemble, by adding Boulevard Ensemble, we're going to add the language, should they comply with the certification.
Okay, definitely.
To the list of expenditures. In other words, it's a condition that they'll be requiring to.
We can actually have them sign that right now because we've got a copy of their.
I brought a pen.
So this is the director.
Yes, Mark is.
And
the
we've
director.
Already got the president signing.
Correct.
The motion before us is to. Well, we're not amending the amendment. We have a friendly amendment of the.
We are friends.
Yeah, of the resolution before us.
South Shore Sisters.
And if there is no objection, the language will be so amended. Mm-hmm. Hearing none, the issue is before us. Would the clerk please call the roll?
This is the amendment.
Yeah, I moved approval.
Okay. Okay.
Haas. Aye.
Cesar.
Aye.
Dimitriadis.
Aye.
Jerseth.
Aye.
Harris.
Aye.
Mr. Chairman.
Aye.
Vote is 6-0 on the amendment.
We hope that remedy serves all. As amended.
Yes.
Haas.
Any further questions? The item as amended?
No.
Are there further questions?
That's been moved.
Hearing none, please call the roll. As amended.
We need a motion.
I thought we had moved.
My motion was to approve the amendment, but I'll approve as amended.
Thank you.
Motion to approve as amended. Please call the roll.
Haas.
Aye.
Cesar.
Aye.
Dimitrievich.
Aye.
Jerseth.
Aye.
Harris.
Aye.
Mr. Chairman.
Aye.
Vote is 6-0. This item is approved as amended.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee.
And finally, Mr. Burnett's item 9.